Blog Talk Radio.
Modified the day 8 service to include the more of the what do you call it? When the bride and the groom get married, their pledges to each other, and it's based off of the marriage contract, which is the Ten Commandments, the Ten Instructions. And so I will be sending that out later. I have somebody reviewing it right now, see if I'm consistent, if I've left off some things, or if it makes sense. But I will send it out later after this broadcast for you guys that are participating, the readers and the responders for the congregation will remain the same. A lot of scripture. I'm looking to see if we're required to recite the entire law. I think it's only done in the seventh year, and I think the seventh year is within this year, or it was last year, the 7 year of release, not the jubilee, but the release. Every 7 years, we're supposed to recite the entire law. I'm still looking at that. If we have to do that, then we will do it tomorrow sometime. Maybe we will split it between the morning and the evening service, part of it in the morning and part of it in the evening. But it is, you know, it's about a total of 8 chapters in Exodus, and we have quite a bit of chapters to read. And besides that, in the we're doing the, as I said, the wedding vows. We're doing the cup of salvation. We are doing communion for both of those services. So you will need to have your unleavened bread and your leavened bread and your grape juice for those services. They're going to be the same service each time, but we may, the part of the law that we read will probably be the only thing that changes. But I will send it out later, and I would pray that you would, I'll try to get it out here as soon as possible, but that you would take the time to review it so that it's not strange to you. It'll be labeled day 8 morning and evening, or day 8 morning and evening, day 8 service. Because we're going to use the same one. And I'm going to, you know, see about inviting other people. They may or may not come. Nevertheless, I've had a good time with you guys this week in the morning services and in the evening. And so, you know, if it's just us, it's just us. It's all good with me. It has been a blessing to me. I can just say that much. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started here for this evening service. And we're going to start off with the shofar, like I didn't do this morning.
Thank you.
All right, amen. Sister Denise, if you'll go ahead and start with blessing. Bless are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in the Shekinah.
Are you in the right day?
I'm in day seven.
Oh, that's what I pulled up was day seven. Hold on. Oh, no, you're reading my part again. You need to read the Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim at the top. That says leader.
Okay. Mine opening prayer. Leader. And
no, up above that. Festival of Light. Of Light. Wife / female leader.
Well, I'm on day of festival, day seven.
Right.
Of the service.
Hold on a minute. Let me upload a new document. Hold on. Okay. I may have loaded the wrong thing. Let me upload that. I think I've loaded the morning, day seven.
Yes. I was trying to get your attention, but you didn't hear me.
No, I sure didn't. Okay. All right. So I will start this off with the morning prayer then on this one. I'll start off with the prayer, I mean. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let me have the ladies cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us go before the Most High. Who is like unto you, Yah, among the mighty ones, glorious in holiness, awesome in praise, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Yah. May your great name be blessed forever and for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in Sukkot. Now it's you.
May it be your will, O Yah, Elohim, of our fathers, to cause you divine to... Wait a minute. May it be your will, O Yah, Elohim, of our fathers, to cause your divine Ruach to dwell in our midst. Spread over us your shelter of Shekinah Shalom, and encircle us with your majesty, glory. We thank you for your presence with us, as Yeshua said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Keep us mindful and watching for the hour of your return, when we shall tabernacle with you forever in your holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Blessed, glorified, exalted, and to be praised, uplifted, honored, adored, and extolled be the name of Yah. Blessed be he above all blessings and hymns, praises, and consolations which we utter. And let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
May there be peace in the world, and let the congregation say, amen.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Bless his glorious name forever, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Our scripture readings are from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, Psalms 135, verses 1 through 4, and Psalms 135, verse 19, 135, verses 19 and 21. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Yah, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yah from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. In that day shall the branch of Yah be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When Yah shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And Yah will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assembly a cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of a flame of fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. Psalms 135, verses 1 through 4. Praise ye Yah. Praise ye the name of Yah. Praise him, O ye servants of Yah. You that stand in the house of Yah, in the courts of the house of our Elohim. Praise Yah, for Yah is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his secular treasure. Psalms 135, verses 19 through 21. Bless Yah, O house of Israel. Bless Yah, O house of Aaron. Bless Yah, O house of Levi. You that fear Yah, bless Yah. Bless Yah out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye Yah. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. Message for today. We are reminded as we dwell in Sukkah that we have no permanent dwelling place here on this earth, but are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land, waiting for the establishment of that greater tabernacle which all the patriarchs awaited, whose builder and maker is Elohim. We await the greater manifestation of his glory as he promised. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple / tabernacle with glory. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. Thus saith Yah, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 3. I will set my sanctuary in the midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 through 27. Yah of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 23. The four species. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and in the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, and commanded us to raise up the lulav. The lulav is made of four types of plants, common in Israel, representing four types of soil into which the word is sown. The etrog, a tiny citrus which tastes and smells sweet, and represents those who know the truth and do it. The lulav, the palm branch which has sweet fruit but no perfume, and represents those who know the truth and don't do it. The hadassim, three myrtle twigs that smell beautiful but have no taste, and represent those who do good deeds without knowing the truth. the Arovat, the two willow branches which have no taste and no smell and represent those who don't have the truth or do any good deeds in their life. The Hasnat prayers.
We are ready and prepared to fulfill your commandments, our Creator, Elohim, who has commanded us in his word. On the first day, you shall take for yourself the fruit of beautiful trees, citrus branches of palm trees, limbs of leafy trees, myrrh, and water willows, and you shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, for 7 days.
The Holy One, blessed be he, gave this precious commandment to us in order that we may rejoice before him with the lavavim, according to the ancient custom of one who has just received a verdict of innocence, joyfully departs waving his banner from the presence of his judge. When the Creator judges the world and pronounces his verdict on those who stand before him blameless, then the trees of woods, the planting of Yah, will rejoice before him. And if you will read Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 13.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fire spurs tree, and instead of the birds shall come up the myrrh tree, and it shall be to Yah for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
All right, and if you will read the facing for the blind of it so far.
Great and mighty is Yah, Elohim of hosts. He alone is king over all the earth. My victory and my shield. In him I will have no fear. His glory and his power surrounds and preserves me. Behold, Yah, my Elohim has become my salvation. His grace is towards all who believe and call upon his name. Surely I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Goodness and mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life. Blessed be Yah forever. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen.
Should be one more, right? No, I guess not. All right, that was my fault. All right, let us take the cup. Salvation. And if you will go ahead and do the reading.
Behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah, light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed.
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah.
And you may now take the grape juice and drink the cup of salvation. And let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise for the cup of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. We just thank you on today for your magnificent gift, Father. You are truly glorious. Hallelujah. And we thank you for such a precious gift as salvation. We thank you for Mashiach and his obedience to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 20. The word of Yah came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for the house of Israel and his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall sing, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Wherefore, remember that you being in times past Gentiles, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now in Yeshua HaMashiach, you are who sometimes were afar off or made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. And let us do our Thanksgiving song here. I think I loaded everything but that idea. Let me load that song.
Yah, for I am weak. Oh Yah, heal me.
There.
Amen.
Amen.
We got one more.
We stand in love.
Because I want y'all to hang around after this. May he who makes peace in the celestial heights make peace for us and for all Israel and say, amen. You are mighty to save. Let us blow the shofar and we will close this seventh day of tabernacles out.
Thank you. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect, and his kingdom will reign.
All right, hey.
Shalom, brother.
No, don't leave yet.